Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We return now to our series called War's Invisible Injury, about military veterans and moral injury. Moral injury is the label some experts give the inner turmoil that many veterans suffer because of the actions or decisions they made while serving in war. Today, in part three of our series, we meet a Boston-area Army vet who's coming to terms with the time he spent serving in Iraq. He's asked that we not identify him, so we've agreed to call him just Tom. The Public Insight Network collaborated with us on this series, and its reporter, Samara Freemark, has our story today.
Tom lives alone in a quiet apartment in a neighborhood just outside of Boston. He's 27 years old, and he's a big guy. Lots of muscles, ears scarred from jujitsu and mixed martial arts. His walls are covered with posters of cheerleaders and framed Sports Illustrated covers. And in his bathroom, he's pinned a handwritten list of resolutions. Practice piano, it says. Sleep more. Stop eating meat. And then there's the print that's hanging by the door. It's black and white, and it shows an American soldier and an Iraqi woman with the words, "War is trauma," rising up between them. Tom bought it when he left the Army.
After the deployments and after getting out, when I got a chance to really think deeply about what we did in Iraq and why we were there, I just found myself really having a hard time with being proud of it.
Tom was young when he joined the Army, 18, just out of high school. It was 2004, the United States was in Iraq, and Tom was eager to go help.
I really believed in the service, and I believed that we fought the good fight and America fights the good fight. But I didn't think about, is that right or wrong? I just said, hey, we're fighting a war. I'm going to go.
In 2005, Tom deployed to Iraq for the first of two tours. He was stationed south of Baghdad in an area coalition forces called the Triangle of Death because so many people were getting killed there. His unit's job was to build democracy, to train Iraqi police and military forces, and to fight insurgents. As Tom tells it, intelligence would come in. There's a bad guy at this address in this province. And Tom and his unit would all jump in their Humvees and they'd head out. But more often than not, Tom says, their targets would just kind of melt away.
We do this giant helicopter assault, trample their farm fields, kick down all their doors, break all their stuff, and we cause a lot of damage. And all we find are women or children. You multiply that by however many times, and It's enough to really drive people nuts.
For Tom, the work was a daily grind of frustration and futility. And hanging over it all, the near-constant threat of attacks. Tom says as time went on, something inside him, his sense of compassion or his moral compass, started to break down.
There was a time when one of our guys got killed by an IED. So everyone was very, very angry. And, you know, an intelligence shop tells us this is the guy. So we go to the house and, my squad leader is inside just beating this guy almost to death. And I'm sitting outside and I turn to my buddy and I knew, you know, how wrong this was. But we both laughed about it because what's the alternative?
And then, Tom says, something happened that totally shook him. His unit was running an operation with the Iraqi army, clearing insurgents out of a village. He says it was actually fairly bloodless, all things considered. No one getting shot, no one dying, just buildings burning and general chaos. And then they came to the last house on the street.
And this dog is barking. I was going crazy. I love dogs. I grew up with them. But if a dog was a threat on a mission or something, you either shoot it or deal with it or whatever, but you don't care. So I went over to the dog, and I shot right next to it just to try to scare it. And the dog started to shake so uncontrollably. You know, I thought it was going to die of a heart attack. And I just remember out of left field all of a sudden this, you know, feeling. This dog is barking because a bunch of soldiers just went through its house and grabbed its owner, and now they're breaking things. And all I can think about is, what am I doing here?
Tom left the military in 2008, and today, he says, he's still coming to terms with what he did and what he was part of. He hadn't heard the term moral injury until recently, but when he did, he says, the concept resonated instantly.
I realize now that, I was just a kid. I mean, literally just a kid, but I don't let myself off that easy. You're part of something, which caused a lot of people a lot of suffering. And, you know, what are you going to do to pay that back the rest of your life?
Tom answers that question in part by helping others. He works with veterans with PTSD, and he's donated to local Iraqi refugees. It's small, but it's a start, he says, at repairing the damage that war did to his soul. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Samara Freemark.